Thursday night, Chef Schmeitzer. We're talking about Suffolk Mamzer. You know, I want to try to clarify something, although I'm afraid I'll just succeed in making it more confusing. But I'm going to do my best to clarify. Just to clarify, it says in the Pasuk, "Vayavo Mamzer b'Kal Hashem." You know, there's someone is not allowed to do something. You talk about the gavra that's also to do something, and the chetzah the isura. Now, although the phrasing of the Torah, if I would be from Mars, I'd come down to Earth from Mars, and I would see a pasuk, "Vayavo Mamzer b'Kal Hashem." I might think that a mamzer is also to marry a Bas Yisrael. A mamzer is also to marry a Bas Yisrael. That's a step up for him. The chetz of the Isura is not the Bas Yisrael to a mamzer. Sometimes what leads to a confusion. A Bas Yisrael is not a chetz of the Isura to a mamzer. The chetz of the Isura is the mamzer to the Bas Yisrael. The Lashon HaPasuk is a little unusual. Where it says lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem, as if the kal Hashem is the chetz of the isura, and the mamzer is not allowed to chas v'sholom marry a bas Yisrael.
Mamzer's not over alav.
He is, but that he's over alav. Let me ask you a question. You raised a good point, and it gives me a chance to go off on a tangent. There's an erev in the Torah called a sister. There's no erev in the Torah called a brother. A brother is not an erva. The sister's an erva. A daughter's an erva, not a father. A father's not a chetz of the erva. The sister is over an issa too. Why is she over an issa? She wasn't boil a sister. She was boil a brother. But there's no erva's brother. There's no chetz of the isura and the Torah of brother. Which is the same question you're asking now. So you mean to say that the mams is not oiva? Right? The answer is that it says, the Gemara learns out in a pasuk, v'nichrasu ha'nefashol sa'olsos v'kerev amom, says the Gemara considers taka that the sister's not oiva anything. But it's not like that, because it says v'nichrasu ha'nefashol sa'olsos v'kerev amom, Tarvayu Mashma, both of them. Rav Abba, the Talmud Rosh Hashiva, phrased it this way, if I remember correctly, I hope I do. The sister is the sister also participated in the bia of a brother and a sister. The bia is a brother, that's the gavra, and a sister, the chetzet isura. She participated in this Maisa Avera too. How did she participate? By being the other one, by being the Nekeva. That's how she participated. And the Torah was Mechayev Karas for that. The Mamzer is not... you say, what did the Mamzer do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong by marrying a Bas Yisrael. He moved up in the world. That's great. Right? He's like looking puzzled. The Mamzer didn't marry someone that's wrong for him to marry. She's a Bas Yisrael. She's wonderful.
What is the pasuk?
The mamzer. The lashon haposuk is a little funny. It says layamzer mamzer b'kal Hashem, as if it's talking to the mamzer and telling him you better not marry a Bas Yisrael. So that's not the pasuk. Anyway, the mamzer is also to participate in the bia of a Yisrael and a mamzer. So the mamzer is also asur. The nafkamina would be, you find by Yibum, Lamarshal, there's a famous question. If the heter of Yibum, this is Achreinim, I'm bothered by the following question. If the heter of Yibum, a brother marrying his sister-in-law, if that's triggered by an asay doichalois asay mechanism, which some Rishonim say it is, so Why is she allowed to do it? She doesn't have an assay. The Yevama does not have a mitzvah assay, so what's her hector? This is a question the Achronim ask. The Achronim ask, since she probably does not have the mitzvah yibum, so if the hector is triggered by an assay doicha lo yisaseh type mechanism.
It's not triggered by an assay doicha lo yisaseh.
No. No such Gemara. The Rishonim say, Tosfos wants to know why you can't learn out from Yibum that I say doicha lo yisaseh sheyesh bo karas. No, it's Tosfos kasha. I don't know what you're talking about. I know that Tosfos asks all the Rishonim, and Yevamos ask a question. The Gemara assumes that ein asay docha lo sasa sheyesh bo kares. I Yibum, why don't you learn out from Yibum that asay is docha lo sasa sheyesh bo kares? And they give answers because mitzvaso bekach, and they give different answers.
That's once the Torah is megala there, there's a hassle that it's mutter.
Obviously.
So
obviously.
What happened to me that the rule is what makes a Yevama mutter.
I'm not sure. Yeshua, I don't know what you're talking about. It says in the Torah the Yavam should be boiled the Yavama. We all know that. That's in the Torah. Now, I don't. Again, you might not like these words. Normally, that's something that's usher to do. Is there a mechanism that's matir it, or is it just a gzeres hakosav that it's mutter? Okay, that's what you say. But Tosfos says not like you.
That's not
and
true.
And I want you to be mevatel your das. I want you to be mevatel your. I want you. I want you to be. I may. He doesn't like. He's all fair. You know. Okay. But we have to be mefayos him. You know. He's an elder yid. You have to give him kavod. They say v'tokum. You have to be mechaber him. You have to be mechaber him. Next time, please don't answer him back. A Jew over 70 didn't covet.
I know, but I know.
Okay, so don't answer him back. That's all. What do you do with your parents? You don't answer back. That's all.
Well, I try to answer quietly.
No, don't answer. Okay. Anyway, Tosfos said, no, don't argue with me.
Are you allowed to argue with me? Tell him that you.
No, yes.
Don't answer him back, is what I'm saying.
That was wrong.
I don't know if it was wrong, but it's a. Yeah, I think it would be a good thing to do. Even if you're right and he's wrong, you apologize anyway. It's good for the soul. Okay, the next time you see him, I'm not. You can call him up maybe if you get his phone number. Apologize. Take on the whole burden that you were wrong. Don't explain, excuse. It's not kedai. Okay. Maybe it's all my fault because I spoke so strongly to you. Tosfos is not like you, because if Tosfos asks a kasha, if Tosfos asks a question that you should learn out from Yibum that I say doichalosa says sheyesh bokaris, that's Tosfos kasha. So doesn't that say that Yibum? But that doesn't say to you. I want to understand how your mind works. That doesn't say to you that Yibum works with a mechanism of asay doichalosa say. Not with the Gzeres HaKosov. If Tosfos says that you should learn out from there, that I say Doicha Loisa says Sheyesh Bo Karas.
Yeah, but over Shabbos, once the Gzeres HaKosov, once Hashem is Megala something, we have a Shabbos, an opinion of learn out from. Not because it's logical, but once the Torah...
I didn't say it's logical.
Once the Torah...
I asked... No. Rav Yeshua, please listen to me. The Torah says a brother could marry a sister-in-law in a certain case. Now, the question is, does that work with a mechanism, or is it just that the Torah said you can do it, so you can do it? So you said, I'm giving you a chance to change your answer. You said, it's Gzeres HaKosav, there's no mechanism. The Torah says, go do it, don't worry about it. Yeah? That's wrong. You see in Tosfos that it works with a mechanism called Asay Doche Los Asay. And normally I say doicha lo sasei, but not lo sasei sheyesh bokaris. And here it's doicha lo sasei sheyesh bokaris. So it so much works with a mechanism of asay doicha lo sasei that Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. Why don't we learn out from here a binyanav? So according to you, Tosfos could have and should have answered, this is not working with Asay Doicha Lois Asay. This is Stam Gzeres HaKosov. Tosfos doesn't answer that. So that means it's working with a mechanism of Asay Doicha Lois Asay.
What?
Mitzvoso Bekach. It's a pircha. You can't learn out from there because there is Mitzvoso Bekach. That's Tosfos' answer. What? It's like a pircha. Mitzvoso Bekach means that's always the case of Yibum. That's the case of Yibum. She's always a sister-in-law. What?
We have a mitzvah, and that's the only way
okay.
it works.
That's you have to accept what Rishonim say, that's a pircha. That's a pircha. You can't learn out A from B. You know, the Gemara says much weirder things why you can't learn out A from B. The Gemara finds, she came poidim by Maisa Sheni. You can't learn out Bia from Kesef, because Kesef is poidim Maisa Sheni, and Bia is not. You'll never find a more amazing pircha than that one. Right? It's a pircha, it's more in Kiddushin. The Gemara is a system of pirchas. It's Gradik Zeres HaKosov. The whole system of Kal V'Chaim and Pircha teeters between logic and Zeres HaKosov, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Sometimes it's logical, sometimes it's not logical. It's a Lima B'Fnei Atzmo. There's a wonderful, wonderful Sefer called Sefer Krisus, which delves into the Yud Gimel Midos. And one day, when we finish the Malbim Hagdama and Vayikra, we're going to learn... What? Anyway, oh, so the, oh boy, like tangent to tangent. So the Rishonim ask, that's very nice for the Yavam, but the Yavama, she doesn't have a mitzvah saseh. So what's her head there to participate in a Yibum? She has no mitzvah. So some answer she's part of the mitzvah. So Rav Abba answered, there's no iser for a Yavama to be nival by her brother-in-law. There's no erev of a brother-in-law. Her iser is to participate in the bia of a sister-in-law. So if he's mutter to do it, then there's no iser anymore. So there's nothing for the be iser for her. If there would be an iser called brother-in-law, then we have a problem. She's being nivel to an iser called a chesed de isura called brother-in-law, and she has no het because no mitzvah saseh. But there's no iser. There's no chesed de isura brother-in-law. There's no chesed. So that's what I'm
because
saying.
Because of such errors.
It's no, there is none.
Because of such errors, we have a pasuk and a pashas osos.
That's why she's chayev. That's where you learn how she's chayev from.
And that without that she that this
without that she would taka be potter.
But that pasuk doesn't apply by a mamzer, right? So how do we know the same logic applies?
It applies to because the dynamic applies always. That the woman is always, that's what the Rambam says. The woman is always usher to be part of. That's why it's not even logical that a mamzer is not allowed to marry a bas yisrael, meaning that a bas yisrael, of course he's not allowed to, in words, but it means the bas yisrael is not a chetzer de isura. Normally when something's usher, you have the person that's usher to do an action, and the action involves a certain chetzer de isura. What's usher? Okay, so it's not mistavra that a mamzer is usher to marry a bas yisrael. Maybe it's listening either.
Why is not mistavra?
Because there's no iser. The iser is him. He's the flawed one.
That's assuming it's a chetzis
not the iser. Okay. Anyway, that's why. So that's why when we say mamzer vadeg, like mamzer sofek. Oh, but then there's a din of kohol vadeg. That's what I wanted to talk about. The din of kol vaday v'loy kol sofek is taka talking to the gavra, not to the chefza. In other words, the Torah asid, like Yisrael is not allowed to marry a mamzer. So only a vaday Yisrael. Let's say I'm a sofek Yisrael, sofek kosher. Only kol. Kol can't marry a mamzer. So the mamzer has to be vaday. the chetzer, the isur has to be vaday, and the gavra has to be vaday. Now, let's say a person's not sure if he's
how do you know that, by the way?
Also, it's not even so clear. However, you know mamza vaday v'loy mamza sofek, so you know kohol. The problem is, it's very unclear what the pasuk is. It's not an extra word. Loyova mamza b'kal Hashem. That's all it says. Where the Gemara decided that mamza vaday v'loy mamza sofek is extremely unclear. Yeah, but it's unclear where does it come from. Is it an extra? There's no extra word in the pasuk. It doesn't say mamza vaday in the pasuk. So you might as well just say loy soichlu kol nevela, nevela vaday v'loy nevela sofek. Like Mapito Mamza, you decided Mamza Vaday Veloy Mamza Sofek. Where is it from? We're not going to answer that now. We're going to answer it when we learn later in the Shema Yitzchak. I suspect, I'll tell you now. Many Rishonim say the Rambam, not only is it not Shver on the Rambam, why do you need a Pasuk that Mamza Vaday Veloy Mamza Sofek, but the Rashba and other Rishonim in Kiddushin learn out, say that the Rambam learned out his din from Mamzer, which is a very difficult, and you have to know if the Rambam always held of the Maritz Svara that it's always Sofek Kavadai and it's Vadai Mutter, even if you do a Monavshach. Now, okay, I don't want to go there now. But the reason I suspect the Rambam learned it out from there is because of this point, because there's no extra pasuk. This would have to be a universal din that the Gemara is telling us. Okay, now let's take the Maritz case. The Maritz says, what did the Maritz say? You see, the Maritz says, the Maritz answers that the heter of mamza vaday v'loy mamza sofek is a din vaday. Why do you need a pasuk for? Why do you need a special halacha that mamza vaday v'loy mamza sofek? If you would have a sofek mamza, according to the Rambam, b'diraisa, you can go marry her anyway. You can go marry her because of sofek diraisa l'kula. Now, let's look at the Maritz answer. Let's say a person married two wives. He married a sofek. Wait, he married a no. A Suffolk Mamzer, what's the Maritz case? Wait, what's the Maritz answer? Maritz answer is that it's Mutter B'Torah's Vadai, and therefore, it's Mutter B'Torah's Vadai, the Maritz answer is. No, yeah, but and the Nafkamina, the din of Mamzer Vadai, the way Mamzer Suffolk, is a Vadai din. It's not telling you, again, Sofek Deraisa Lekula, the Pashtus, either tells you, ignore the Tzad Chumra, you have a Sofek. So you have two Tzadim. It's only Osur, on, let's say you have a Sofek Chazer, Sofek Nevela. Sofek Nevela has no din. What do I mean? It's only Osur on the Tzad of Nevela. And the tzad of no nevela, it's mutter. The tzad of nevela is screaming, I am osur, because I'm a nevela. And the tzad that it's mutter is that the tzad that is not a nevela is screaming, I'm mutter. Sofek Deraisa Lekula says you could either follow the tzad that is not nevela, which to me is almost incomprehensible. It would have to be like Xeris HaKosu. Because why should you? No chazaka, no rove. Just, yeah, go ahead and do it. Okay, maybe the Torah is telling me, go ahead and do it. It's more mistaken to me, the Torah is telling me, you don't have to worry about the tzad that it's chazer. It's more shver, also shver to me, but not as shver. Because why don't I have to be worried about it? You know the old story with Sofek poison.
Excuse me, the Rav tagged it with the Rambam, Sofek Deraisa Lekula, is that what's it?
Yeah.
But when mice, can eat it.
But whatever it is.
According to the Torah, it could eat it.
But whatever it is, I want you to understand the omek of the Maritz Teretz. Whatever it is, says the Maritz, but it's only, the chefza, it's only possibly mutter. The Torah's telling you, you don't have to be concerned about the tzad that it's also. You hear? Mashenka and Sofik Mamzer, says the Marit. Right? Sofik Mamzer.
Sofik,
right, don't worry about it if it's available. Don't worry, Lakula. Don't worry. Sofik Mamzer, though, has a.
Don't be neurotic. The
finishes
don't.
No, you don't have to. Don't be frum. You don't have to be chayshish that it's favela.
But if you say separate direction of the pool, forget about the money for the
moment. Yeah, so we got one of the pool.
So you can eat it.
Yeah.
The din is you can eat it.
Absolutely.
What? You're supposed to eat it and be nervous? The chidish is you're allowed to be nervous?
Yeah.
No.
The chidish is that you can eat it. Not eat it and don't be nervous. Don't be nervous and eat it.
But the Torah already said it. Seven guys are cool. It means you can eat it. The deep rabbi, can I eat it? The answer is yes.
On the tzad that it's chazer, could you eat it?
Yes.
No, that's what you don't understand. That's what the Torah said.
Suffolk the rice.
You don't have to, listen.
What does it mean?
It means you don't have to be choshesh for the tzad that it's also.
But I want to, I have a piece. Can I eat it or not? Can I eat it or not?
You're talking like a
bubble
boss.
No, I'm not talking to bubble. You are. I'm talking.
You're not. You're,
why is it the naftali?
You're talking the opposite of longus.
Why?
You only want to know the bottom line.
Why do you have to bring a naftali?
Listen, I want you to hear.
According to the rabbits, you don't need a naftali.
You need a. You mean, let's say you had two pieces in front of you of Suffolk Nevela. Because two animals were shechted. You know one was shechted properly. You know one was not shechted properly, right? And both pieces are in front of you now. One is nevela, one is not, but you don't know which one. Each one's a suffix nevela, right? According to the Rambam, can you eat both?
Is that called a suffix shakul?
They're both, each one's a suffix ashakul. Can you eat both?
It's chazik yisur.
Okay, but I'm talking about beside the mon ikba. You mean ikba?
That's not a good case.
You're right. But my the principle, I want to talk about the principle of mimonoshah. You don't need ikba yisur according to the Rambam there. There's a much more basic reason why it's also to eat both. It's all. No. You mean ikba, not as chazik. Ikba yisur is why the Rambam would hold you're not allowed to even eat one. We're going to learn about that in a few minutes, in a few days, in a few weeks. It's called Ikba Isura. And according to the Rambam, that's why you're not allowed to eat one. I'm talking about why you're not allowed to eat both.
But that's not the case we're talking about.
I am talking about that case. Because I want to forget about the din of Ikba Isura for a moment. According to the Rambam, there's a much more fundamental reason why you can't eat both. Because Manavshach, you're eating the veil. The tzad that you're allowed to eat Sofik Nevela is only the tzad that it's not Nevela. So here, when you're eating both, there's no tzad that they're both not Nevela. Listen, the Marit is saying that Sofik Mamzer is different. Sofik Mamzer is not Mutter because of the tzad that it's not a Mamzer.
It's a whole new
That's
reality.
The only reason why. The tzad that it's not a mamzer is the reason why it's a chefza of suffik mamzer, not mamzer vaday. But once it's a chefza of suffik mamzer, then it's mutter, period. Nekuda, they say in Ivrit. It's mutter nekuda. Not mutter because of the tzad that it's not a mamzer. Good? Everybody's good.
Not
if you that's what the Marit says.
That's you know, not what the Marit says. What's the nafkamina case?
Whoa, I'm not up to the nafkamina yet. I want you to understand the concept.
We cannot understand the marit until we say the nafkamina.
Between the mamzer and the nevela?
You're wrong. I want you to understand the concept.
Why do you need a nafkamina if you already understand the marit's dependence?
Because he wants to know the nafkamina. He'll be learning with the Yeshua. So Yeshua's going to demand the nafkamina.
The nafkamina and how you look at
it. I'm not demanding it.
What are you being medak nafkamina?
I'll tell you what, because the nafkamina is a tremendous thing.
Yeshua, would you listen to me? A nafkamina is only a nafkamina. Anytime, I want to talk to you, please, conceptually. Anytime you tell me a nafkamina of something, by definition, that means that conceptually the difference already exists. Now, it's like I have to give you a marshal. So I have to give a marshal so that you should hear what I'm saying.
There's no nafkamina.
Unless he claims there is none. Right.
I don't know what to me.
We might not hear about it. Take it back.
The Marit is answering that.
Why is there not two sons like the piece of Hansa?
This is his answer. He's giving a teretz. His teretz is, the question is, why do you need a pasuk? That suffix mamzer is mutter according to the Rambam. So his answer is that suffix mamzer being mutter is a fundamentally different din, much further reaching and much deeper than suffix deraisa lakula. It's a much deeper din, a more fundamental din. That's his answer.
Can I try enough kamina? If there's some sort of spiritual pagam, right, like
there's a lot of mafkaminas. Right? Yeah, the Marindus wants to give a practical mafkamina. But conceptually, there's a mafkamina.
I agree with
okay.
The only part I objected to was, we, as Jews, we want to know, can I eat the piece of meat? According to the Torah, you can eat the piece of meat.
Absolutely.
So that, to me, so you can't say at that point, I ate a suffix piece of meat. I ate a piece of meat means that God said, "This is you can eat this meat."
If the veil does spiritual harm to your spiritual body,
then you would still have
that. No, it's borer by me that if you hold suffix deraisa lakula, it still does spiritual harm to you. Yeah,
that's what I would say. Is
I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it. It's under chaos. I want to talk about the Marit's nafkamina. Okay, it says the Marit, a man that's a suffix mamzer could marry a Bas Yisrael. He could be married to two wives, a Bas Yisrael and a mamzeres. Now, why can't he marry? On the side that he's a mamzer, the Bas Yisrael is not allowed to be married to him. He's the chetz of the Isur. On the side that, I just want to show you, he's playing two roles here. Marit's case is really, it's not a real monofsha, it's a monofsha, but it's not like eating the two pieces. He's married to two wives, a Bas Yisrael and a Mamzeres. Now, he's not allowed to be married to the Bas Yisrael if he's a Mamzer, because the Bas Yisrael is not allowed to be married to him, right? He's the Chetz of the Isura. And the other half with his other wife, she's the Chetz of the Isura, and he's not allowed to be married to her. But the no nafkamina l'chayra. So now, if a suffix mamzer is so really you're dealing with two dinim, according to my writ.
The noises.
There's no way that's not over 85 decibels.
I'm not a mumfit, but it's loud. I constantly have a theory that it's the percussion. The drum doesn't make the decibel meter, like that pounding is not the same as the like the music or the guitar or the keyboard. Somehow it doesn't register the same. You hear it's the boom, boom, boom. That's
right.
So really you're dealing with two dinim. You're dealing with the din of suffix mamzer, vadek mamzer, vadek loy mamzer, suffix. When you're talking about his being married to the Bas Yisrael, when you're talking about him being married to the Bas Yisrael, so you're talking about his din, that he's mamzer vadek loy mamzer suffix. When you're talking about the Bas Yisrael being married to him, when you're talking about the mamzeres, Mamzeres being married, or him being married to the Mamzeres, then you're talking about Kohol Vadai Veloy Kohol Sofek. You're not really, although the Marit doesn't speak it out, he's really utilizing two dinim. Because just the din of Mamzer Vadai Veloy Mamzer Sofek, would either one be enough? Let's say it would only be a din of Mamzer Vadai Veloy Mamzer Sofek. No, it would still be enough. See, L'chaira would be enough. Because why? Wait. If there would only be, I want to know if the morale, if the merit needs the din of Kol Vadei V'loi Kol Sofek. No, he doesn't, L'chaira. Because Mamzer Vadei V'loi Mamzer Sofek allows him to be married to the Bas Yisrael, right? The Torah's Vadei. I, the turns out that he can be married to the Bas Yisrael. Why could he be married to the Mamzeres? That could be because of something derived from the Kula. But that's the Mariel's point. You couldn't say something derived from the Kula, because something derived from the Kula would have to assume that he is a Yisrael. But if he's a Yisrael, then he wouldn't allow. He wouldn't simultaneously be allowed to be married to a Mamzeres.
Exactly why that's not the pshat from what the Maharaj said. I'm sorry. He said before.
You understand what he's saying?
No, I understand what you're saying. I don't understand.
Rav says something like normal, something like men, that it's like it's still a suffering. It's like a.
That's not what I said. I'm going to say what I said very clearly. Sofek Yeraisa Lekula, the tzad het there, is only the tzad that it's not chazir. That's the only tzad that it's mutter. You're allowed to assume that tzad, or you don't have to be chazir for the other tzad.
The reality of what it is
pulsating
still exists.
The only
it could
pulsating,
be Nevela still.
The only thing, I don't mean that, well, yeah, but the main sentence is that the only thing that's pulsating Heter is the tzad that it's not Nevela.
Right.
Not
you haven't
not
created
the whole
a new
thing.
Reality. It's
right.
A new object
exactly.
Called a Suffolk Nevela.
Good.
Or if you have, but that new reality doesn't have its own din.
Right, that's what I mean.
You have it's to deal true. With the tzadim. Mm-hmm. The tzad that it's Nevela says Asur, and the tzad that it's not Nevela says Mutter. Says the Torah, you only have to deal with the tzad that is not Nevela. But the tzad that it is Nevela is still also. Fine. If you say it. Sofek Mamzer is not that way, says the Maharaj.
1 minute, I think you would say that. If you take that,
Okay. Sofek Mamzer, that Chetza, has its own din. Just like Nevela has a din. There is. That's why it's suffering. There's no sign that it might be also.
There's a vat.
Whoa. There's a sign that it might be Nevela, but there's a mamzer. But there's no sign that it might be also. Something mamzer is mutter.
What might be a mamzer?
Right. So that's the chiddush of the Maharit. That's the teretz of the Maharit. That something mamzer is mutter. Something mamzer. Not the sign that it's not a mamzer is mutter. Both of them are mutter. It's mutter.
He's mutter more than a Jew. He's mutter to everybody. How does that work?
What do you mean he's mutter?
A Jew cannot marry a mamzer.
I mean also to a mamzeres.
What?
You mean he's mutter to everybody, also to a mamzeres?
Yes.
Right.
No Jew is not mutter. And then you're saying, God, what?
That's only because of Kohol
God.
The reason he's mutter in a mamzeres. The reason he's mutter in a mamzeres. Is because of Kohol Vav, they call Kohol something. Marit does not speak out that part. I'm trying to figure out
because
if he needs that.
It's a different pshat.
Because
the pshat is the normal suffix derech lekul. It means, that doesn't mean that it means that he's whole, that God said it's muter and has a mitzias of being muter. The Marit is saying that it's a din mechudash called Torah's Vadai, which is a completely new Bria Chadashah, that it's mutter also to a Jew and also to a Mamzer, and it's a total big Kiddush, and therefore you need the Pasuk. Not to say anything about Suffolk, Lahakim, or Lahakel, to tell you a totally new din Kiddush that the Torah is teaching you, that this is a Tchal Suffolk, which is mutter both to a Mamzer and both to Yisrael. That's the
Shabbat. I hear. Now, let's say you only have the din of Mamzer Vaday below Mamzer Safek. Yeah? So a Safek Mamzer is totally mutter to marry a Yisraelis. Right? Not because of the tzad that he's not a Mamzer. Not because of the tzad that he's not a Mamzer. He is mutter to marry a Yisraelis.
Safek Mamzer is mutter.
Safek Mamzer is mutter. Now, I want to know. If that's the only din that existed, plus your regular good old fashioned din of Sofek Yeraisa Lekula according to the Rambam, could he also at the same time? I'm going to think logically now. You don't. I want to think logically. I have a right. Could he also? Could he also at the same time be married to a Mamzer? Hold on. Here's a graph to help us see this. In other words, why is he allowed to be married to the Israelis? Not because of the tzad that he's a Yisrael, but because he's a chetz of a Safik Mamzer. So he's allowed to be married to Yisraelis. But at the same time, he's allowed to be married to a Mamzeres because he's only a Safik Mamzer, because of Safik Deraisa Lakula. Yeah. The Maritz Din, I want to say a sentence before you could argue. No, you could argue. But I want to be very clear about what I'm saying. The Maritz, for the Maritz Teretz to be true, and for his Nafkamina to be true, I'm thinking now, I want to think it over afterwards, but now I'm thinking, you don't need the din of Kohol Vaday Veloy Kohol Safek. There's no mon of Shach. Once he says, only the din of Mamzer Vaday Veloy Safek, then that's enough. There's no mon of Shach anymore.
Isn't that classic Tarti de Sasseri?
No, I don't think so, no. It's not, because the Marit, I think not. First of all, realize that unless we look up the Marit doesn't say Kol Vaday Veloy Safek, which is maybe a little foolish of us to be sitting here talking about it. The Shmaitza doesn't bring it down, but it could be the Marit says that also. So I don't know, but there's too much pressure here with the pounding of the drums. I can't think straight. Here we are. Which skull? What skull is there?
Should go get him, really?
I would have to learn the Marit more carefully. It's not clear.
That's so precious.
But you see, I'm talking Poshut whether he needs. I want to turn around and say, Safek Mamzer is Mutter in the Yisraelis because of Mamzer Vaday Veloy Safek.
That's for sure.
Not because of the Tzad, but I want to speak out. Mm-hmm. Not because of the Tzad that he's a Yisrael, but because the Chetz of Safek Mamzer is Mutter for the Yisraelis to marry. He's not a Chetz of the Isura. Not because we're looking at him and saying, yeah, we'll assume he's a Yisrael, or you're allowed to assume he's a Yisrael. No. Safek Mamzer is Mutter. He's not a Chetz of the Isura. I'm talking the Maritz Chiddush. Now, so now, if I hold like the Rambam Zavik Yerayza Lekula, I, the Safek Mamzer, want to go marry at the same time, I want to go marry a Mamzeris. Wait a second. Because I want to say Lakula, I want to go Lakula, and I want to take on the tzad that I'm a Mamzer. I don't see why not. I see that the... The din, but the Torah's not patient, the Suffolk for you that he's a Israel. The Torah din of Suffolk, Mamzer Vaday Veloy Mamzer Suffolk, doesn't say... Assume he's a Yisrael Vaday?
No, but you just said you want to take on the tzad that he's a Mamzer. You're not taking on Tzadim. He's a Safek Mamzer.
No, but to marry the Mamzer. No, but to, right. For
the question is, does the Safek Mamzer have a...
Why not? For the Mamzer, he does.
What do we do? They have a new Safek. One side is a Safek.
There's women wandering around here.
Want me to go get it?
Larry's there. This Safek Mamzer, according to the Rambam, could marry a Mamzeres because Lagabi that relationship, he's allowed to say, Safek Deraisa Lakula, I'm taking on the tzad that I'm a Mamzer. Why not?
Because we just said he's a Safek Mamzer.
That's Lagabi this relationship.
That's what he is.
No, you're wrong. You're only right. You see the mistake you're making. You know the mistake you're making? You're making the classic mistake. You're making the mistake of saying, that the reason Suffolk Mamzer can marry Israelis is because we're looking at him as a Yisrael Vadai. You said those words.
No, I'm saying he's a Suffolk Mamzer Vadai. He is a Suffolk Mamzer. He's not maybe.
Right, so
that
he also.
It's not that he's a Mamzer. He's just a Suffolk
Mamzer. Say that sentence again.
So there's no tzad that he's a Mamzer.
Stop. Of course there is. That's what the word Suffolk Mamzer means by definition.
He has no, he says created a new Bria. He is a Suffolk Mamzer.
One way or the other.
Which means he has a tzad, maybe no. Mamzer, maybe not. But you're taking it too far. You went too far. You're off the deep end. Suffolk Mamzer, a new entity.
Then it's no different than a Suffolk Nevela. If we want to start taking
In Hefza, it's not. It's Tutstadim. And then it's different. The Hefza is the same. You have a tzad that it's a Mamzer, and a tzad that it's not a Mamzer. That's the definition of a Suffolk Mamzer. The definition is the same. The din is different. The din of Lakula says, take on one of
Lakula
the Tutstadim.
Lakula means not Lachumra. Lakula means not Lachumra. It can't be both ways, Rabbi.
According to the Marit, it could be both ways.
That's in the Chiddush, not according to the Rambam. If you say Pasha, right. Suffolk, the rest of the Kula, it can't be both
ways. Once you say there are two tzadim, then we have a Tarte de Sasri. That's
wrong.
Just the way
no,
it is.
No, no, you're wrong.
If you want to say there's no tzadim, we have a new Bria.
Hey, but you're making a mistake.
Then we need two.
Please listen, you're making a mistake. You have two tzadim in the reality of what he is, in the Chefsa, in the Mitziuti. That's what a Suffolk means. You have a tzad that he's a mamzer, and a tzad that he's not a mamzer. He's a big mamzer. The nafkamina is in the din. The din of the kula says, take on this tzad. Assume this tzad.
Which tzad?
The tzad, the kula.
Which is the tzad of kula?
When he's married to a mamzeres, the tzad kula is that he's a mamzer. When he's
no,
married
Rob,
to a...
Rob, then there's no tzad with chumrah. Where's the tzad with chumrah? In a simple case, not the ma'arim, simple suffix derives from the kula. Okay.
You have something chaz in front of you, you're allowed to eat it.
1 minute, that means it's a choice of going lakula or lakumra.
Right. Right.
And this can't be the same thing.
Right.
So you can pick differently each time.
So in the simple suffix, if we say suffix derives from lakula by a suffix mamzer, what are we saying?
By suffix mamzer, you're not saying suffix derives from lakula. If you are saying suffix derives from lakula, then it's like suffix chaz in lakula.
No, if we say, according to the Rambam, according to the Kashi, Kasha,
having
the
Kasha,
is
part of the Rambam. Why do you
need
a
pasuk? Why?
If study.
If we say Suffolk,
you don't need a pasuk. There's a kula.
So what would that tell you, Suffolk Rice
Lakula?
What would that tell you?
Suffolk Lakula means what? Take on the tzad that is not a mamzer.
Depending on each case.
Yeah, right.
No.
If he's married to Yisrael,
then of course it's different dinim. When if a Suffolk mamzer wants to, yes, if a Suffolk mamzer wants to marry Yisrael. Then the operative din lakula is take on that he's a Yisrael. If he wants to marry a mamzeres, then Suffolk lakula says, how can you
it's
say
very
no?
It's very strange, because now you're
going
to say he's married to Yisraelis and a mamzeres.
And
now
therefore
he's
a Suffolk mamzer
lakula. What is he? Are we now
close to that's the din. If Suffolk guys are lakula, you can't marry them both. That's my rich point, exactly. That's why you can't marry them both. Because the reason of Suffolk Mamzer can marry a Mamzer is because if you only say Suffolk Derais on the Kula, is because of the Tzad that he's a Mamzer. And the reason he can marry Israelis is because of the Tzad that he's Israel. And that's why he can't marry both. Because you can't take on both Tzadim that are contradictory to each other. Says the Marit, that's not the Din. The Din of Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter, but Teres Vadai, not because of the Tzad that he's not a Mamzer. Not because of the tzad that he's not a mamzer. That's what you have to get through your head. The Marit's point is that the din of Suffolk Mamzer Mutter is not to take on the tzad that he's not a mamzer. It's his din is that he's mutter and he is for Eilis. What I'm saying is that he could therefore go and marry two wives just on the basis of that hef. Because this hef, it has a din that he's allowed to marry a Yisraelis. Suffolk Mamzer's mutter to the Yisraelis to marry. He can go marry a mamzeres because of the din of Suffolk Yerais of Lakula. He can take on the tzad that he's a mamzer. Now, is that called monofsha? This is a new cerebral lumdisha question. Is this called a monofsha? Is this called monofsha? Okay, we gotta stop. We gotta take a break.